Okay, but on the line now I have Festival Director Caroline Rose O'Sullivan. Good afternoon to you, Caroline.
Afternoon, how are you?
Oh, good, good, good. Tell us about this festival. Is it new?
It's new to Ireland. It's new to Europe, actually, but it has been, it was established in Sydney 17 years ago. So that's not new to that side of the world.
Okay, so you're talking about Australia and are we talking about New Zealand as well?
Yeah, it's it actually, the festival itself runs in over 30 cities around the world. Dublin and Mauritius are the two to come online or to come live this year. But it exists a good few cities around Australia, a few in New Zealand, across different parts of Asia and in LA as well.
Okay, and it's called Short and Sweet Dublin, is that what
Yep. That's okay. It, Short and Sweet Dublin. So the clue is in the title. There's 20 plays across the 5 nights, but they're all 10 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So each night there will be, and there'll be 10 plays performed each night. They're divided into two categories as well, into the wild cards. They'll perform on the Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and on the Wednesday. And then our top 10 perform the other 3 evenings.
Okay, and the play is it's unusual. It must be. I imagine so. I'd love to ask a playwright. Is it hard to write something that only lasts 10 minutes?
Well, I'm not really a writer, but I imagine it's so much harder because these stories, these plays, they're not snippets from larger plays. They're complete stories mm-hmm. in and of themselves. So you really just have 10 minutes for the character to develop and to have a challenge and overcome it and for there to be a resolution. So I imagine for a playwright, it's definitely a good challenge.
It certainly is. And all the writers are Irish. Are they pre-selected to an extent? How has it worked out?
So they're not all Irish because anyone from around the world could apply, but 75% of the scripts are written by Irish-based writers. And the rest are from abroad, mostly from Australia, actually, and New Zealand. But 75% are from Irish-based writers. And how it works is way back in what feels like years ago was only May, but we launched the festival then and put a call out to the writers to submit their plays. And we were a bit overwhelmed. For our first year, we had, I think it was 118 scripts submitted. So we had to have a big panel of people to review those and whittle them down to a smaller number. And then we sent it to a further panel. And all of the scripts were read, you know, without any name or any gender, no details like that mm-hmm. on them belonging to the playwright. And then we finally, it was definitely a struggle to get it down to just 20. But we got there in the end.
Okay, and when you talk about gender, 9 of the writers are women and 13 of the directors are women. That's quite significant.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're really proud of. And I was talking about this at our official launch just over a week ago. And we were saying that, you know, we're clearly a grassroots festival. You know, we're all doing this after work, on our lunchtimes, before work, all weekend. You know, we're as grassroots as you come. But change comes from the grassroots, right? It doesn't really come from the top. And those figures are demonstrating to other festivals and other companies in Ireland that gender parity is possible.
Okay, can I ask?
Very proud of them.
Okay, the first time to Ireland, this is. What did you do before you got involved with this Short and Sweet festival? Are you involved in theatre as it is?
I was for a long time. I worked as an actress and a drama teacher for many years. And I did that in Australia too for a few years. And that's how I became aware of the festival. Mm-hmm. And then I got to a stage in my life where I needed a change and I wanted more stability. So I moved into administration and events. So that's what I do as my day job. And as I kind of got into the flow of that a little bit more and was comfortable with it, I decided it was time now to just reignite this connection mm-hmm. with the arts.
And you picked a wonderful theatre, the Sean O'Casey Theatre in East Wall. It's a terrific theatre. Any particular reason why you picked that one?
A few reasons. Yeah, well, first of all, I like the location. I like that it's right in the heart of Dublin and it's a community space. And this, it's it's a community festival. The aim of the festival is that anyone, any emerging artists, first-time artists can get involved. That's the whole point. And that's kind of part of the ethos of the Sean O'Casey as well, because it's a community centre. The theatre is part of a brilliantly run community centre. And that, and Fran, the manager there, has, he just decided to take a gamble on this new festival. So it's been wonderful working with him too. So yeah, that was why I wanted to have it on in a place like what he has running there.
Mm-hmm. Are you hoping this is going to be an annual event?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So this year we have it down just for the 1 week. In Sydney, I believe it runs for, I'd be somewhere around 8 or 9 weeks long. Now, I don't aspire to running it for 8 or 9 weeks. I don't think I'd be able to do that and do a full-time job.
That's what I was going to say. Did you realise what you were taking on?
I thought I did. And about 3 weeks ago, I went to my manager and said, what would you think of me going down to a 4-day week just until the festival's over? And I have a wonderful manager, and no questions asked. He said, of course, this is important to you. Take your Mondays off between now and the festival, and you can make both things, job and the festival, a great success. So hopefully that'll happen. But it's definitely a lot of work. And I also have a brilliant team of women working with me. That's just a coincidence, really. I wasn't aiming for, it's not very diverse, but there's six brilliant women working with me on the festival as well. And they're hard at work at set and prop sourcing at the moment.
Okay, Carolyn, just to clarify, is it just as far as Europe is concerned, is it only going to be in Ireland? Is this going to be the European iteration of it?
Well, I guess it really depends on a person in each city just deciding themselves to kick it off.
No, that's for me, and it's when you do it here in October from the 22nd to the 26th, it's just going to be Ireland at the moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Just for now. So maybe next year I might try and we'll either expand it to 2 weeks in Dublin, or maybe open, I don't know, short and sweet Cork or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking of transferring it to other European countries as well. So you really have a full-time job then, Catherine.
I definitely would. I wonder how flexible they'd be at the office.
Okay. So is everything complete now, or you're just sort of on tenterhooks now waiting for the openings, Caroline?
We're pretty much, yeah. Like all the directors are busy with their actors in the evenings and, the rest of the days going through their rehearsals. We have a wonderful production manager, Eve Dalton, who is also busy getting all the technical side of things sorted, so she'll have a lot of a load to deal with. And then it's really just between now and then working on the set and spreading the word and making sure that people are aware so they can come and see us across the week.
Well, as I say, I'm sure it's exciting for everyone involved, especially the actors and the directors and all like that. But I imagine that the playwrights as well, that if the people take to each play, the small snippets that they are, they have to be asked to expand on it. Listen, that was great. Can you not make it into an hour?
Yeah.
Or, the way they show little things, introducing plays on television and all that sort of carry on.
That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great for the playwrights. In fact, one of our playwrights, he's based in LA, and he's flying over to Ireland for the first time, especially for the festival. So that'll also be lovely for him to develop a network here too, and of other fellow writers and also some actors and directors. So yeah, hopefully there'll be the same opportunities for development or for future work from our writers too.
Okay, and just as the playwrights themselves, would it be their first time to have something done, or some of them may be veterans?
Some of them are veterans.
Okay,
yes. There's definitely a mix across the board. Yeah.
Okay, so the younger ones can learn from the older ones as well. It sounds like it's going to be very exciting, Caroline. So any more information you want to impart to us?
No, really, that's it. It's from the 22nd to the 26th of October, and our tickets, well, of course, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets now if you can help me to make that happen. But other than that, our tickets are available on our website or shortandsweet.org, or on Event Gen, and there's lots of links as well on our Facebook page. So people should definitely be able to find us if they aren't the lucky winners of today's two tickets.
Okay, thank you very much, Caroline, and we give all that information out. And you're giving us two tickets, is that what you said?
Yes, I'll give okay. you two tickets. However you'd like to...
Well, the first people that give us a call now and tell us that they're interested, they'll be entitled to the tickets. Thank you very much, Caroline, and good luck with
this.
Thank you. And as I say, it's going to be full time for you from now on after this.
It might be. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your help. Thank you, Charles.